Welcome to Geological Shop Talk. In this podcast, we bring you roughly 12 to 15 minutes of practical clinical methods, perspectives, and advice that has its work boots on. In the next few minutes, you'll get a clinical gem of practical material that you can begin to investigate the next time that you walk into clinic. Additionally, visit the show notes page for supporting materials from this week's guest on Shop Talk. All right, roll up your sleeves. Let's get to work. Today on Shop Talk, you've got me, Michael Max, and I'd like to share with you one of the many things I found helpful about the work of Dr. Huang Huang on herbal medicine and constitutional types. Now, before I begin, I want to mention that the perspective that I'm sharing here today, it came from a little book that Huang Huang wrote back in the 90s when he was living in Japan and doing some cultural and medicine exchange with the doctors there. The book was published in English in 2021. Lucky for us, the ideas and methods of Chinese herbal medicine don't really go out of date. I suspect that you'll find this to be useful. And if you want to get the latest on Dr. Huang's thinking and access to some of his methods in English, Aron Evan has some great resources for you. You can visit the show notes page for some links to his website. Today, though, I want to share with you something that I learned from Huang Huang's book, Zhong Yi Shi Da Lei Fang, The 10 Key Formula Families in Chinese Medicine. In this book, he talks about how different herbs have an affinity, if you will, for different constitutional body types. I've had a fascination with the idea of constitution in medicine. I found the pattern recognition we were taught in TCM to be difficult for me. I wasn't very good at it. So I rather like the idea that there are a handful of constitutions. And if we knew a patient's constitution, then, well, we could treat that. And that should take care of their other issues. Honestly, I think it was a bit of mental laziness on my part. And I was hoping that if I could unlock and really understand a person's constitution, I might be able to help them better. Maybe you've done the same, looked at a patient, maybe through the filters of the Wuxing, the five phases, and decided that someone's a, let's say, water person. And so you need to think about them and you need to treat them and you need to talk to them and work with them in a particular kind of way. Their strengths and their weaknesses would come out of that constitutional predilection. I guess I would say at this point, I think the idea of constitution is indeed part of our differential diagnosis, which of course is essential if we want to understand, more importantly, be able to help our patients. In the early days of my practice, I thought constitution might be a bit of Chinese medicine magic, and that if I really grokked a constitution, it would give me some extra leverage in getting better clinical results. At this point, well, I think there are indeed constitutional aspects to us and to our patients. I see it more like habits with a lot of inertia or aspects of a person's physicality that has been shaped to some degree by genetics, some degree by habit, and to some degree by their environment as well. For sure, constitution is something to consider, and I think it's reliable too, as you're about to find out. At the same time, I urge you not to stop your inquiry process once you've decided the constitution of your patient. You still have to remain flexible in your thinking. That said, here's why understanding your patient's constitution when doing herbal medicine is helpful. It helps because you can decide at the outset what herbal formula families you can safely, for the moment, put to the side, and instead focus on the prescriptions from within your patient's herbal constitution. This makes clinical decision-making a little easier, and it helps you to clarify your clinical discernment and thinking. In 10 Key Formula Families, Huang Huang describes the different kinds of people who would be benefited from different herbs. And as Huang points out, not only are these herbs beneficial to the patient, but more importantly, they're safe for them as well, and they can take them long term. Let's talk about Guajir, the cinnamon twig constitution. These folks tend to have pale, moist skin with really fine pores. Their skin is moist because the pores open up easily. And because the pores open easily, they tend to be sensitive to wind. You're probably familiar with that phrase from the Shanghanlun about people who have an aversion to wind or cold. Guajir types for sure have an aversion to wind. And they tend to be rather sensitive to cold as well. They're the first people that you'll see in the fall who come in wearing scarves. And they might even wear them in the summer if they're frequently in air-conditioned environments as well. Now, Westerners will look at you with confusion if you ask them if they have an aversion to wind. So I found it's better to ask the question, hey, in cold weather, in the winter, if there's a draft in the room, are you the first person to notice it? Guajir types will think you are downright psychic for asking this. Additional things to look for in the Guajir type constitution. These folks tend to be a little bit on the thin side. They're often emotionally sensitive as well. Their eyes have a spirited look. They're really engaging folks to be around. Physically, the abdomen is usually relatively flat, and you'll find the abdominal muscles, generally speaking, they're pretty tight. Their lips, they tend to be either a pale red color or a bit dark. The pulse is often floating and large. Here's a key thing to it. When you just barely put your fingers on the pulse, you'll be able to feel it. The tongue on Guajir folks, it tends to be on the soft side, generally speaking, pale red or maybe a little bit dark pale, not unlike the lips, and it tends to have a thin, moist, white coating. I often think of Guajir types as being a little bit blood deficient. They also tend to get colds easily. Additionally, they have a tendency towards abdominal pain, palpitations, and shallow or dream-filled sleep. If the thought sensitive artistic type runs through your mind, you might be looking at a Guajir person. As I've already said, when planning to give herbs to a patient, if you can get a read on their constitutional type, then you can start using prescriptions from within that herbal family. And again, these are prescriptions that will, generally speaking, both be effective and safe for these patients. So, for example, let's say your patient has anxiety, trouble with sleep, they're frustrated and distraught, and perhaps they express some irritation as well. Often enough, patients like this will be given something like Xiaoyaosan or Chaihu Shugansan. These formulas are frequently overprescribed because of the tendency to think people who are irritable and frustrated need a Chaihu formula. However, if you take into account the constitutional aspect of your patients, then for the Guajir people, you would want to use something like Guajir Jialonggu Muli Tang. Likewise, for those with the cinnamon twig constitution, if there's joint pain and cramping from cold, along with cold and clammy skin, consider using Guajir Jia Fuzi Tang. A little bit of Fuzi in there will take care of the cold and help this constitution. Now, for those with chronic abdominal pain, and especially if there are palpitations along with irritability, think about so many people you've seen in your clinic with digestive sensitivities. Again, these people often get prescribed some kind of wood overacting on earth formulation. But with the Guajir types, it's more of a problem with the earth on its own. And it's not that the earth is weak, but it needs some harmonization. So for your Guajir patients, consider Xiao Jianzhong Tang, minor construct the middle using Guajir, Baishao, ginger, licorice, plums, and a bit of brown sugar. And just think about this formula for a moment. Doesn't it actually sound tasty, soothing, and nourishing? Well, When I think of Gwager folks, I think there are often some aspects of deficiency that need some attention. So do keep that in mind as well. And remember, they're kind of sensitive, delicate flowers. So gentle tonification, and more importantly, harmonization, is the key to treating them well. There is a lot more in the translation of Huanghuang's 10 key formula families in Chinese medicine, which is available from Eastland Press, or you can get it on the big river of books. But I recommend buying it directly from Eastland because those guys have done a lot over the years to bring East Asian medicine from their native languages into English. I think they deserve our support. And again, if you'd like to get some information and access to some of the latest thinking and methods that Dr. Huanghuang is teaching these days, please visit Aron Evans' website. He's got some great material.